do my share of taking care of the family.
Do you want to do that?
Oh, yeah. I do, because I feel that he's, out of all these years, he did his part. And if it wasn't like that, if he had a good job, I think I would have probably still stayed in the home, but because of this, I have to do something, and it's just something I want to do, is to go to school.
Is it hard for you coming back after all this time?
No, not really. Because I enjoy reading, and I want to learn. I think that's why it makes it easier.
What do you plan on doing? Yeah. What did you say you're making?
Yeah, art major.
Oh.
But I'd like to be an art instructor. This is my third year of helping at the children's school as the arts and crafts teacher.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
well, here. No, at my children's school, elementary school. It's near the house. Mm-hmm.
So is that art something you've always been interested in?
No. No, I haven't.
Oh, you haven't been involved.
No, I never have thought about another career before. Until they needed somebody to help with the Title IV program that when my children go to school, and it's just 3 blocks away from my house. And it just only took a few hours out of the week. And they couldn't find anybody that wanted to do that in our area, you know, an Indian person. And I didn't want to do it because I didn't know if I could, because I never tried it. But then after I got started, I enjoyed working with the children.
Yeah, and you found you had some artistic talent.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy working with the children, but I don't know. You found you had something there that you didn't know you had.
Well, I did it. There were things that I did at home, like beadwork, you know, before I started, there's just things that you do at home for a hobby or, you know, in your spare time that you never did. I mean, you never did, I don't know how to say it. When I first started working, you did more of it in the past. And then after you start doing things, more things came, you know, that you could do.
Is most of your art Indian related, or?
Mm-hmm. It's for Indian clients. Mm-hmm.
But is that what you did primarily at home through the beach work? And is those things that you learned from your sister or your...
Yeah, I guess. There's a lot of things. I don't know, I've always did something. It wasn't always Indian related. It was just like, I guess it was always created just to be creating something. But then I never really did think about it. It was just like a hobby, you know, for the years. Like something you do.
Right.
But I think beadwork kind of kept with me longer.
I can't do it, but I love to look at it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But my father-in-law taught me how to do beadwork.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that the men did beadwork.
Oh, yeah, he's one of the real small beads. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess that after he got older, when you get older, I guess when you get older, it's probably a specialty that you do is better than.
Well, it seems like each tribe has a special area, you know, dance, the pottery, the
mm-hmm.
Is that a
a special thing for communities is still, you pay the feather work. A lot of them do the feather work. Mm-hmm. To make sounds. I guess that's why he got into the big work, is because he made the sounds, the feathered sounds, and the gourd, the rattles.
Mm-hmm.
And then he beat the handles.
Did both the men and the women do that, or just...
Mm-hmm. Not all men do the big work. But there's the... They do it just as well as men.
Well, I really should let you go, Father. Mm-hmm. I don't think the tape is good, but I would, you know, it seems like I've kept you here for a long time.
Yeah.